Jeffrey Thompson reading Ain't Misbehavin', Richard Nixon and Louis Armstrong, 1952. In the buzzy neon and fresh vinyl of LAX, two men come together, the senator from California and a trumpet player. They come together around the spinning black track the baggage claim makes and grip each other's hand and for a moment look like a photo and its negative. "I'm a big fan," says Nixon, smiling rich as cream. "If there's ever anything I can do for you, just let me know." And to the surprise of everyone, Armstrong, his eyes shuffled down, says, "Well, sir, I got an extra bag, and if you could grab it, I'd be grateful." And everyone's watching now, and now Nixon's grin falls a little. But he's a little too good at his job to be rattled, and snatches the bag and carries it through customs while the merry snickers of the band follow him the way a wake follows a boat into the dock. A blue marl of sky clouds the glasses of men who stand sentry around the senator as the two men move toward the black silk of their limos and Armstrong opens up his picket fence smile and takes the bag back with a shuck and a nod to the other layers of the story. Race riots and war, the thicket of heat rising up the Manzanita Hills, lies ready to brush fire their way through the American experience. And given all that he was and all that will happen, black-capped burglars with their satchels, wiretaps hissing on the line, I'm only too happy to show you Nixon humiliated here. But who's to say that's the story? The future's still blank as the glasses of the senator's men. A circus of hands gathers the bags and stacks them in the trunks of cars as the sunlight sloughs off the twin airlines parked nose to nose in the blooming heat. Nixon knew what it meant to make a man a fool, but Armstrong knew customs would never search the senator and find the quarter pound of Jamaican pearl he'd hidden in that bag.